Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Movie Geeks United celebration of the summer of 1985 at the movies. In the era of 80s cinema, he is one of the icons. Actor Steve Guttenberg starred in some of the biggest films of that decade, including the Police Academy series, Short Circuit, Three Men and a Baby, and 1985's Cocoon, a soaring family adventure which paired him with legendary co-stars like Yume Cronin, Jessica Tandy, and Don Ameche, and a young director named Ron Howard. Here, Mr. Guttenberg discusses how the opportunity for Cocoon came about for him, the lessons he learned from his castmates, and the rumors of a diner reunion and a third Three Men and a Baby. Can you tell us a little bit about how that opportunity came about for you?
Well, it was a very, very natural progression. I just came off of Police Academy, and I heard that Ron Howard was directing Cocoon, which I read the script, and I just thought it was a brilliant script. And I had a lot of advice from people not to do it because it was a movie about senior citizens. But I went in there, and I met Ron, and I met Dick Zanuck and Lily Zanuck, and we had a great talk. And I know it was between, I think, myself and Nicolas Cage, and I think a lot of people wanted Nicolas Cage. I think what happened was they just pushed the wrong button, and they got me.
Well, they were very fortunate to push the wrong button.
Yeah, really, they were, yeah.
So tell me, this was early in Ron Howard's directing career. Tell me what your impressions of him were.
You know, sometimes you can just go through all the projected paperwork and look at things on paper, but you really have to see how you feel. And how I felt was he was a really talented guy, and I'd watched him since Grand Theft Auto, and he was great. He was just a great director. So I decided to, you know, to give it a go and hope that they picked me, and then they chose me.
Do you find that, though, because obviously Ron Howard came from acting himself, do you find that that makes a difference if a director has that connection to the actor's process?
Not necessarily, because, you know, there are guys like Frank Capra, there are directors like Frank Schaffner, or directors like Jim Cameron, or... You know, and you know, you can go on and on about the directing directors who can direct actors without being an actor. So I think it can help, but you know, you see like Clint Eastwood or you know Kevin Costner or Ron Howard or Mel Gibson. So a lot of these guys are good directors because they're actors, but I don't think it's a prerequisite. I think to be a good director, it's first important to be a good director.
Yeah. Well, what's very unique about Cocoon? And you spoke to it when people were advising you not to do it, are the legends that you're working with in this movie.
Right.
That had to have been such a wonderful learning experience for you to be around these Don Ameche and Jessica Tandy and Yume Cronin and on and on and on. What were the most memorable moments you shared with them on the set?
Well, you know, just the ability to be sitting with them and overhearing their conversations. That was the best part of it all, not really as much as I talked to them, but just to listen to them talk to each other about the old times and old jobs and directors and people they worked with. And that was just to be on a fly on the wall was the most exciting part of it.
do you find that the movie survives in a way that, people still approach you about it? Because you've been part of so many iconic movies.
Right,
It's very popular. It's really still a very popular movie. That's what's great about cable and DVD is that they play forever. You know,
especially,
I'm lucky. The movies that I've done, I'm very lucky. They play all the time as opposed to some people's movies, which are big hits, but they don't play anymore. So I'm lucky that way.
Mm-hmm. True.
These movies have really survived, and actually Cocoon, I know it just came out in a 25th anniversary Blu-ray not too long ago. It's a movie that spans generations. Like people our age, when we saw it as kids or teenagers, are now sharing it with their kids. That has to be a satisfying feeling.
Yeah, it's like A Wonderful Life and movies like that that just will stay around for 100 years. I'm very lucky.
When you work with, you've worked with so many great directors. You mentioned Franklin Schaefer and of course Barry Levinson and on and on and on. How does that assist you when you direct? Because I know that you've turned to film directing yourself. Do you find that you're calling upon lessons or observations from working with them?
Sure. You definitely remember certain attitudes. It's not exactly the cuts or the angles or the setups you remember. It's as much as a person's attitude and how they decide to get things accomplished. That's what I think I've learned the most of.
We had a couple of listener questions. We had one question here about Diner. And has there ever been any talk about a Diner reunion film?
I keep talking about it. Whenever I see Barry, I tell him we should do that. And, you know, if your listeners want, I would write Barry Levinson.
Okay. We'll start that campaign.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
Great.
Yeah, and
got Betty White on SNL, so who knows?
Okay, that's true. Very good point.
And we also have a question here about Three Men and a Baby. And there's been talk for a long time about a third film in that series. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, I think it is. They've got a good script over at Disney that they're polishing up, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if it's out next year.
Yeah. We'll be right back.